As with energy czar Carol Bronner, the Obama White House circumvented the normal confirmation process for Carrion by creating a new executive position and office for him, head of the White House Office of Urban Affairs. Voila, urban czar. But doesn't the president already have a Secretary of Housing and Urban Development? Why, yes, yes he does. That spot went to Harvard grad and former Clinton HUD official Sean Donovan, who moved up from his role as New York City Commissioner of Housing and Development. Grievance groups, however, were miffed that the HUD job didn't go to a racial or ethnic minority. Donovan is white. HUD is a notorious bastion of cronyism of color. Enter Carrion. The Puerto Rican Democrat initially supported Hillary Clinton in the presidential primaries, but threw his whole being into campaigning for Obama after Clinton bowed out. As a reward for turning out the Latino vote, Obama handed him the keys to the urban czar's office, where he will have the power to shower federal dollars on urban areas and coordinate urban policy in traditional areas such as education, healthcare, and public safety, as he described the position to the Washington Post. The budget and staffing for the office are unknown. According to the executive order establishing the office, Carrion's purview is sweeping. His mission: to provide leadership for and coordinate the development of the policy agenda for urban America across executive departments and agencies. To coordinate all aspects of urban policy. To work with executive departments and agencies to ensure that appropriate consideration is given by such departments and agencies to the potential impact of their actions on urban areas. To work with executive departments and agencies, including the Office of Management and Budget, to ensure that federal government dollars targeted to urban areas are effectively spent on the highest impact programs, and to engage in outreach and work closely with state and local officials, with nonprofit organizations, and with the private sector, both in seeking input regarding the development of a comprehensive urban policy and in ensuring that the implementation of federal programs advances the objectives of that policy. In practice, the job empowers Carrion to carry out the pay-to-play schemes that sullied his tenure in the Bronx on a nationwide scale. It's Obama-approved old-school patronage dressed up as the new urban renewal. The New York Daily News did the work the Obama vetters failed to do and spearheaded the investigation into Carrion's cash and carry arrangements with a slew of Big Apple developers. The Bronx Beep, as borough presidents are known, took tens of thousands of dollars in donations from the real estate firms just before and after the developers snagged lucrative deals or crucial zoning changes for their projects. In turn, he made millions in public tax dollars available to his cronies. Most of the contributions, the Daily News reported, were organized and well-timed. The quid pro quos couldn't be more obvious.